A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, January 4th, 2019. And this is Live Talk. We also want to take this opportunity to welcome our radio to TV viewers. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gift Dube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the state of the nation with doctors on strike and other civil servants threatening to do so. And of course, there is the worsening economic and political crisis.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
And to join our discussion, as usual, please... phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 o'clock.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voashona.com, www.voaindebele.com, and www.voazimbabwe.com.
President Emmerson Mnangagwa has cut short his leave to work closely with Vice President Constantino Chiwenga to make quick decisions to restore sanity to the health sector in light of the ongoing strike by doctors and threats by nurses and teachers to join the industrial action.
Civil servants and ordinary Zimbabweans are bearing the brunt of a worsening economic and political crisis characterized by high levels of inflation. Harare is now blaming some alleged external forces for causing instability.
And the information that we're getting right now is that out of the 46 junior resident medical officers who are at Mpilo Hospital, only two of them return to work. And then some of the information again that we're getting is that the permanent secretary of the Minister of Health has actually cancelled all leave for people that are senior or junior, and they said nobody should be on leave right now. And then at the same time, there were hearings at Mpilo Hospital and other health institutions with some doctors not turning up for the hearings. So that's what we're getting right now.
This follows reports by the Herald saying that after a meeting between the First Lady and the striking doctors, an agreement had been reached and that doctors were going back to work. But of course, there are reports from the Zimbabwe Hospital Doctors Association saying that there was never such an agreement, and we understand the doctors are still consulting. Gibbs.
And then they sent a tweet out a couple of hours ago. That is the Zimbabwe Hospital Doctors Association. They are saying, I quote, "The delegation that went to meet First Lady today is yet to give feedback to our membership. Awaiting this much anticipated feedback, let's not speculate the outcome, because concessions are made after nationwide consultations with the members. We hope the negotiations are fruitful," end quote.
And of course, the main opposition party, the MDC, has released a statement, and they are saying Zimbabwe is back to square zero. The wheels have come off completely just 5 months after the sham election of July 30, 2018, and over a year since the departure of former President Robert Mugabe. The not-so-new actors have failed our people. The country finds itself in the prison of a deep structural economic crisis of malice, capture, corruption, coercion, and stagnation. Gives us from the MDC spokesperson, yes. Mr. Jacob Bafume there.
And, there is a letter that is circulating from the Hospital Association, Doctors Association. Mm-hmm. They're saying that these new interns that the government says it has created jobs for them have actually refused to actually sign some forms that they should be interns, to be linked to the Minister of Higher Education. And one of them actually wrote and indicated that there's a registration fee of $70, mm-hmm. which is wanted when you want to be registered mm-hmm. under the Zimbabwe Council of Medical Doctors and other issues, you know. So at the end of the day, they're saying, why peg that in US dollars? So, okay, Zulgan Dabake, Lamchake, Stokahontabalo Lulu Sibri Orani, Lubambe, Elizabeth Zimbabwe, Uta Lotema to Otelamaneng, Kala Lum Sevens, Locus Enga Sevens. Ababili kuphela ke abukuthwa ma junior resident medical officers babuyele emsebenzini lamhla kukhanya ngazani babuyele ngoba abazange bethole iholo lika December. So kukhanya ngazani ezikhwameni lapha sokuchisa. Kuzobuya ke iZimbabwe Hospital Doctors Association ithi lokho bamelele labo abahambe babona ke unkosikazi Auxilia Mnangagwa kwazwakala ngazani sebevumele ukuthi babuyele emsebenzini kodwa bathi akunjalo. So basamelele ukuthi babone ukuthi kuhamba njani. Kuba sokubuya ke upermanent secretary njengoba sikuchilo ukuthi wonke abantu bakulive sokumele kubuyele emsebenzini kunjalo futhi
onguka hamawadiwa nasi tira kuti tinge tichitarisa zvinhu zviri kunetsa munyika vana chiremba vapedza mwedzi wose vapinda mwedzi wechipiri vachiramwa mabasa vachitiwo varoda kuti vawedzerwe mari dzavanotambira uye zvikwanisiro muzvipatara vachiti hamuna mushonga kana magrovos chaiwo ekuti vange vachiita basa ravo vasingatapurirwe zvimwe zvirwere asi hurumende iri kuti nekune rimwe divi yaedza nepainogona kuti itaurirana navana chiremba ivava asi zvinenge zvakona n'anga murapwa achida mutungamiri wenyika vaemarson Mnangagwa vakazomanikidzwa kuti vadimburire zororo ravo kana kuti vambodimburire zororo ravo epanzira vachiti vaakudzoka kubasa kuti ivo vakwanise kuti vabatane navachiwenga vaconstantino chiwenga vakafanira kubata chigaro chemutungamiri wenyika kuti vagadzirise dambudziko iri asi zvinenge zvisiri kuita yaramba iri gangaidzwa kumukwenyi mezi yavavira mudumbu but Gibbs, I think we have a video courtesy of the Minister of Information Twitter feed where Mrs. Auxilia Mnangagwa is talking soon after meeting the doctors to try and unblock this logjam. Let's take a listen.
Saka vauya kuna mai ndafara nekutenda zvikuru asi pavaona mai zvinhu zvafamba zvakanaka ndinoda kutenda vana vangu ava ndinoda kuvatenda nokuti vati mama zvakaoma hazvo asi takuzokerei kunoshanda asi pane zvimwe zvishomanano zvokuti vakwanise zvikwanisiro zvokuti vakwanise kukwira bhazi kuenda kubasa zvikwanisiro zvokuti vakwire bhazi kuenda kubasa yes kune nyaya dzeequipment nenyaya yemushonga muzvipatara hakuna asi izvozvo ndozvimwe zvezvimwe zvangatimbati kana pane zvanenge zvangowanikwa zvingotandidzwa kwese kwese kuzvipatara kuti kanazvo kubva nezvekuzvipatara zviri kumamisha zvingowanawo zvokuti zvishandiswa zvibatiso zvikwaniso zviwanikwe tichikambaira kusvikira ikonomi yedu yata zvakanaka ndaona vachitaura zvinhu zvakanaka vana zviri positive nemwoyo wangu afara nokuti munoziva kuti ndinofarira nyaya dzehealth neutano hwavanhu ndafara zvikuru nokuti kunze kumahospitals vanhu vari kurwara endi kusina attendance bhata avati todzokera kubasa mama asi inini zvavandiudzawo ndakunokumbirawo kuvakuru ndakavamiririra kuti aiwa vana vauya kuna mai ndinokumbirawo kuti zvavataura ndeizvi zvinokwanisika ngazviitikewo nokuti vauyawo chiri chitemo vachikumbira vabva vatora kuti aiwa mama zvamataura tazvinzwa taakuenda
That there is the First Lady Auxilia Mnangagwa. My Mnangagwa getting her hands dirty there, trying to help the government resolve the crisis that seems not to be ending at all. Gibbs, we understand that some civil servants, nurses, teachers, are also threatening to go on strike. But she's saying that the doctors approached her to try and resolve the crisis, and she was saying that they'd assured her that they'll be going to work while the government tries to come up with a solution. But of course, she was urging them to be patient because she's admitting that the economy is not performing very well, and there's need for patience. But of course, later on, we are hearing mixed signals from the doctors.
Yes, I think we've got a video, you know, of the same meeting, soon after the meeting with the First Lady. So let's hear what the doctors said after the meeting.
Ndango tenda mama ne meeting yataita nao vachinzwa chemo zvedu kuti zvii zviri kuitika zvii zvangafitika pesa apa vachinzwa nyaya yedu kuti yakamira sei vachinzwa kubva kwatiri ndetinotendawo nenguva yavatora nasonga ifananga vari kubulawayo but she sacrificed the time to be with us kuti vanzwe makonsensi edu kuti zvakamira sei. And she has pleaded kuti vari kutisimudzira nyaya yedu kumusoro and vakatikurudzira kuti tiende kubasa nyaya dzedu dzichiita sei dzichisanotariswa. Tikataiwa mama zvakanaka izvo mataura, tikavaudzawo kuti zvapane zvatanga tichikumbira kuti izvi dai zvangoitwawo kuti tikwanise kuenda kubasa, then zvimwe zvacho zvichizoita sei zvichizotariswawo pa tingati in the long term. Saka isusu we were going to give feedback to our community tichitaura navo tichivaconveyera message yatataura namama sezvazviri. I'm conveying message kuna mama tukutoita meeting nhasi muzuva ranhasi tukutoita meeting parenyatwa nevamwe vedu tichivaudza kuti zvakamira sei then tichipa.
That's Dr. Muzore Mbade, is the president of the Zimbabwe Hospital Doctors Association, saying that, of course, there were some agreements, but he was saying that he wants to go back and consult with his members to see if there can be a way forward. Gibson.
Yes, he didn't say that we're going back to work.
No.
He said we're going to consult.
Indeed.
Kunjalo for it. So, guys, we're going to talk about Kuluma. Besando kwenza umhlangano lonkosikazi Auxilia Mnangagwa kulangale ke Estate House. So ke okuphuma emgceke sibili ukuthi bakhulumile ye loba nje unkosikazi Mnangagwa ethe bathe babuyela emsebenzini odokotela bona bakhulumanga. Sizwile ke ukuthi ke bakhona ababili kuphela kobulawayo asebebuyele emsebenzini babizwa kuthiwa ngama junior resident medical officers. Laba ngabasanda kuqeda isikolo abaye 1 year besemsebenzini. Laba abanye kuthiwa ngama senior resident medical officers lokho bengakabuyeli kuzokubuya ke labanye futhi abaningi khonapho abakabuyeli emsebenzini. So sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi lithini ngodaba lolu blessing asithobeke mfowethu.
Of course, for those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and you are listening to Studio 7, and of course we also have viewers on Facebook, and tonight we are talking about the state of the nation, the industrial action by doctors, which started on the 1st of December. And like you heard the first lady saying there, many patients are suffering because they use public hospitals. But with doctors on strike, all is not well. And the doctors are also saying, Gibbs, that they want to be paid in U.S. dollars. Because
yes,
right now they are paid in what are called RTGSs or bond notes. And, you know, the value has really gone down. I think it's 1:320. So the doctors are saying the money that they are getting is not enough. I mean, if you compare to South Africa, for example, where I understand junior doctors are earning about 2,000. 800, but if you convert what the Zimbabwe doctors are getting, it is
about
$100. So that is why they are saying they've embarked on this industrial action, Gibbs.
Yes, so we've got people on Facebook, on Studio 7. Noel Maposa says, good evening, I'm watching you live from Kweru, guys. Then David Kamutini says, Masora say. And then we've got Shelton Smanda, who says he's in Botswana, is watching us, including a person called Voga, and Voga is saying, I'm there as well, guys. Then K. Mukundu says, that would be a dream come true for the nation if the doctors go back to work, but they need to be paid something. Yes, so that's what he's saying. So he ends up by saying, I guess what was said by the first lady is propaganda. What are the doctors saying about this? I guess maybe you've seen exactly what they said. Then Komborero Magomana Zibuse uti ngabe umama uyathatha intambo abe ngupresident phela ngoba khanya zana madoda sehlulekile siyakuzwa kakhulu ke forward. Then sizokuthatha silomuntu silobangwe.
We have our first guest, Gibbs, that is Mr. Davis Ndumiso Sibanda, a labor expert based in Bulawayo. Mr. Sibanda, good evening.
Good evening.
How is Bulawayo today?
Oh, Bulawayo is not as wet as I wished.
Because they had predicted that it was going to rain, I think, like non-stop throughout the country for 2 days.
Oh, yes, the rains, I was in Kweko, it was raining all the way except when I got home.
Oh, so in Bulawayo there's nothing?
Very leaky.
I think we have to send Mr. Gibbs Dube there with his rain-making skills.
Maybe if I try it, there won't be any rain. Okay. So, Mr. Chwanda, the Labour Court actually ruled the strike by junior doctors as illegal. But these guys don't want to go back to work. And they are just saying they need all their grievances to be addressed before going back to work. So what is your take on all this?
My honest view on the doctor's strike is that the Labour Act is actually dwarfed by the occasion. Mm-hmm. Because if you look at our Labour Act, it provides for essential services, employees not to go on strike. Mm-hmm. But it also has a provision of code of good practice. We should be having a code of good practice that addresses the issue of doctors. That is how employees in essential services can have their grievances resolved speedily while they are not on collective job action. But as a nation, we went to sleep. Nobody produced it, that code of good practice. So as things stand, there is no proper mechanism of dealing with collective job action by the doctors. Yes, the Labour Court pronounced the collective job action as illegal. I haven't read the judgment, but if the basis is that it's essential services a ground, you realize that there are windows of actually challenges in that in the Superior Court, especially as provided for in Section 65(1) of our Constitution, which says, yes, essential services employees should not go on collective job action. But is it fair not to create a mechanism for them to actually air their grievances? That would be actually my problem number one. But above all, before we look at all these issues involving the doctors, I think we need to deal with the elephant in the room, which is beyond the control of the doctors. That is the payment of employees in bond notes and RRTGSs, whereby their salaries are four times lower than the price they pay for essential commodities in the shops. I think to me that is the elephant in the room. But now going back to your question of the doctors to say what should be done, we need to recognize that there are certain employees, even if you go to court and win the case, the problem does not go away. Labor law is not like other areas of law where the judge makes a ruling and the one who is unhappy goes away crying and the other one celebrates and the whole thing is over. A labor dispute will actually remain even if one has got a court order. You also need to look at how was the court order obtained. Were the parties in the middle of negotiations or not? Had the parties put ground rules for those negotiations? I think it's a very complex position.
Mm-hmm. But Dr. Sibanda, looking at this industrial action by doctors, you remember many years ago the government actually came up with this health services board to say doctors and nurses or those in the health sector can negotiate separately from other civil servants. And the argument then was that it will actually put an end the endless strikes by doctors and nurses, and then they were saying that if there's this separate HSB or Health Services Board, whatever they agree will not affect agreements with between government and other civil servants. But the strikes are not stopping. Why?
I think the first thing is the fact that there is no code of good practice where there is no outlet for doctors to actually deal with problems that are of concern to them. The other thing is who is negotiating? Mm-hmm. How adequately equipped are the negotiators in government and even from the doctors maybe as well in negotiating labor disputes? Negotiating a labor dispute is a very delicate thing. Mm-hmm. If you look at the negotiations for the doctors' issue so far, it has been driven predominantly by what I would call rooftop or megaphone negotiation, whereby as soon as people walk out of those negotiations, they are broadcasting to the whole world what they have discussed. Mm-hmm. And as soon as that happened, it is actually broadcast in a manner that offends one of the parties, and the other party denies ever entering into that agreement. That kind of negotiation is a sign of lack of skill in labor negotiation, lack of knowledge in labor negotiation. Labor negotiations have to carry a measure of confidentiality and should be done by people who fully understand what labor negotiations entail. One, the fact that people come out of those negotiations and run to the press, run into internet, WhatsApp, and the like, it is a clear sign that there are no ground rules governing actually communicating those negotiations. They are complex. You agree on something in a meeting. You want to feed back to your principals, and then after you've come back to your principals, you reconvene and eventually confirm the agreement after your principals or the people you represent have actually confirmed. But we see a scenario where as soon as people come from these meetings, it's broadcast all over, and the other party is taken aback, or the party's principals are taken aback, the parties deny. And not only that, in the middle of negotiations, parties go to court, they get court orders, which unfortunately do not actually help that much they had in the other part. Mm-hmm. And also the recognition that when you are negotiating with a doctor, you are negotiating with a specialized employee whose skills you can't replace overnight. Mm-hmm. If you look at what happened after the government went to court, government was holding an order to say we can fire you. Mm-hmm. And the doctors ran very quickly and they closed the source of other labor from which could actually be used as replacement. Mm-hmm. Senior doctors came in. Those who had just left came in and stood by the doctors. So at the end of the day, government has no source to replace these doctors. It is now a power struggle between the two parties, and it's not helping us at all. It is the patients that suffer in the process. And what I see as an important thing is that government should just step back and say, how do we deal with labor disputes? Where do we get the capacity to actually deal with this issue? And then deal with it decisively using appropriate skills. And the same applies to the hospital doctors. Mm-hmm. It's now a power struggle by people who are not skilled in labor negotiations. It's megaphone negotiation. It hardens attitude. It's not helping the doctors. It's not helping government. And it's not helping us, the citizens, who are actually now on the receiving end.
Thank you so much, Dr. Sbanda. And I think we have our second guest, Dr. Takawa Firajo, President of the Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe. Dr. Joe, good evening.
Good evening, Andy. How are you?
We are doing great, and thanks for joining us, Gibbs.
Mm-hmm. So, briefly, Dr. Joe, tell us your intentions. Are you joining the doctors or not? Very briefly.
The doctors have a genuine issue, and the issue stems from the fact that there is no collective bargaining in the civil service. Even the doctors are not engaged in collective bargaining, but in collective begging. So the most important thing for the government is that they must respect Section 65 of the Constitution. They must respect also Convention 87, 98, and 151. That would lead to binding collective agreements that would be respected by both parties. The government is arrogant. They send people who virtually cannot make decisions, who virtually cannot engage in collective bargaining. The first meeting in a collective bargaining is exchange of position papers, but we have a government that will never write a position paper, but will come to an office wearing their jackets, intimidating workers. So unless and until we respect collective bargaining in its entirety, the problems of industrial action will continue.
Mm-hmm. But thank Dr. Zhou, some of the demands by the civil servants that they want to be paid in US dollars, I mean, clearly the government does not have a capacity, and the government is saying, be patient, Professor Mthuli Ncube, the finance minister, is coming up with austerity measures to ensure that there's an economic recovery, and then you can then talk about US dollars. Why are you not patient?
No, I think that's a theory and frivolous, and I don't think that's true. Mm-hmm. The first point is that the salaries were negotiated in U.S. dollars mm-hmm. in 2012. And it is unfair labor practice for the government to change it willy-nilly and unilaterally. You are creating a lacuna because you are not respecting your workers. So the whole essence is that if there was need to change from U.S. dollars to bonds, there was need to engage in collective agreement, so that you agree with the employees. And realistically, employees are not concerned about where the government will get money. Mm-hmm. That's the baby of the government. Mm-hmm. And we don't believe that the government has no money, because the government that has no money cannot be seen buying a series of cars for chiefs, for political parties and other things. I think it's a question of priorities that are wrong for our government. And I don't think austerity measures have ever worked anyway. The austerity measures are simply a tool for the rich to continue to enrich themselves and to continue to ensure that they impoverish the poor. And such austerity measures, they don't even have a time frame. And you are just waiting for eternity, no time frame whatsoever. And I will tell you that the country and the economy will never recover as long as we are using a bond. It's better we use a U.S. dollar, a puller and a rand, then the economy can recover fast. No one can bring his money or U.S. dollars in an economy where you will then trade in bonds. Nothing would happen. No country has ever developed by overtaxing the poor. Nothing of that sort would ensure that our business would recover. What you need for business to recover is a concept of business acumen and a balance between export and import, and the concept of looking at reindustrializing Zimbabwe and ensure that we process our manufactured products locally and we add on value addition rather than austerity measures that do not have a time frame.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. I think we've got an update from the doctors. They've just sent us their statement right now, and is signed by the Zimbabwe Doctors, the Hospital Doctors Association. So they start by saying today was a busy day and we met the First Lady. The doctors clearly outlined their grievances and gave media briefings afterwards, highlighting the same. Any other report other than this was clearly false. The strike is still going on. Afterward, there was a meeting with the Deputy Minister of Health, accompanied by representatives from the President's office, and consultants were there also. In the meeting, the following was offered at the table. So one of them is duty-free certificate to be availed for all doctors, and they shall, however, be maximum values for the cars for which the duty can be exempted. That is number one. Number two, government says they have no capacity to pay its workers in U.S. dollars. It also cannot give an on-call adjustment at the moment because of the budget which has already been set, and there's no room for that. So the third issue is that the government is going to facilitate the building of new and better residences for junior doctors. And the fourth one is that the government will provide salaries for supernumerary registrars to be done soon. And then the other one is government is going to provide 240 GMOs. I think this has been said already.
Mm-hmm.
And then number six, hearings to continue next week as a gesture of respect to the law, but will be done by consultants. They are saying they will not be disciplined mm-hmm. by the health service board.
Mm-hmm.
And then December salaries will be paid in exchange of leave days, and hospitals to advance money to any individuals who may need it immediately. And then the eighth point is all junior doctors to remain under the Ministry of Health, including DRS. including incoming doctors. And then number nine, they are going to set up what is called a health service commission to be set up by the 15th of January this year. And then maybe lastly, they're saying that there's going to be a tripartite meeting mm-hmm. or something like that. Tripartite meeting tomorrow. All the people that are involved are going to meet and talk about this issue. Mm-hmm. So this is the latest, and it's signed a lot to continue mm-hmm. by the ZHDA.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Read some comments on Facebook. Matapelo Malinga says, if government is saying it does not have US dollars, are you telling me that ED and company are earning bond notes? Colette Ngwerume, where did they get the money to buy chief's cars? And then we have Mai Nico, who says, where did they get the money to pay for Grace's plane, talking about the former First Lady who was flown, I think, from the Far East to attend the funeral and burial of her mother. Courtney Mpemi, Koti Arguti Maskwera, say, Iwa ta Square kana Maskwera, Dennis Juru Arguti Ndi Fonerei, with Victor Solomon Hamandishe Arguti, hi, Magadi Mkoma Victor, Tina Zakari, Tawanda Ndlovu Arguti, achapezira kubuda muZimbabwe, achapezira kubuda muZimbabwe, adzimema light. Daenda, you know what? Tawanda is essentially saying that he has given up.
He's going
it, so he said whoever is the last to leave the country should simply switch off the lights.
Yeah.
Shadrach Chirasha says, I'm watching from Pretoria. Tawanda Ndlovu, dia tarukudzi mama getsuri, pa anga achipinda anga chake, pfe, kura utisa tarukupinda.
Yes, no, Baba Chuma, alafa kumen. Baba Chuma, kunjan? Uyangizo, Baba Chuma?
So that is Mr. Spasa Chuma. He's saying that he was in Imperial Hospital and the situation there is pathetic. He says, you know, people heard the report that doctors have gone back to work and they flocked to Mpilo only to discover that there was no doctor at all. So, like what I indicated when we started this program, only two doctors are back at work, and that those are junior resident medical officers, and, you know, they have nothing to do when there are no seniors. So they are just like nurses. They cannot do certain things. So at the end of the day, Spasa Chuma is saying, you know, these people are not negotiating in good faith. That is the comment.
Regai tende kune mwe mterere mkoma Fred Makadi.
Teriko, maobira vachigodora.
Oho, ndi vachigodora. Right, vachigodora tipe pfungwa dzenyu.
This was in the other Zukuru Nogotiamovatir Kunoku. Utamuza, what Tiruku is at, Kuanis Kuzaka Homusha, Nemaka Boti, Akuna Ope Yuko, Dorama Pay, no Gosha, too much here, this wouldn't say. Namutawa, I read Asatambo and Amari, the terminal benefits is able to Kuanisakura Ram. No Takuna Maru Fumi Wakoromoka, better say no what is going to die. Yes, you know, Tarasa and Madogotera are good tambura. Madogotera allows Gupu Amaria Kawakwani, a young man teacher. They did go and had a little cookie, Sarandofa or Garan, Lirukuno.
Murukupi,
never Navanga, then as who's out there say.
Murukupi mean.
And in the Ruku Havuroni. Langasa seven, the South seven, the Lizimal is a two. Emma thinking his man is a fallero. The permission I told her I am a little sister in Emma thing. La footy footy, I see Casinica and my terminal benefits and they are well. Go to work about Cherot Akula Mal. This is a seat on me.
Eh?
You have to rest it all in the my own to Zimbabwe. I'm telling you, I'm calling on Kulunkuluti. It is a little I want to have Lema Makaya, but I was the latest in the United States. Let's just follow Lema Pengina 7 Zelimpiro Yonke. Let's just find out what's in the case on Lema Terminal Benefit. I'm going to see the case on the Kula Lutolu Oluzari.
Ah, it's the Aguza Renfoy. It's the Aguza Civil.
Saka, imi, maka enda pa mchigandi giri, maka retire.
I think that's
I want to go to the house.
Yeah, he speaks all languages, right?
Indeed.
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
So, you're not too chatty. So, so, let's go back to Mr. Davis Dumiso Span. How can this issue be resolved, Span?
My thinking is that the bottom line is that we should just get rid of the bond, we should get rid of the RRTGS. Because they are the source of all our problems. But in the short term, let's accept doctors have got a grievance. And let's also accept that the judgment the government got from the Labour Court was just the beginning of a legal journey where government has no guarantee that it will actually win it right up to the end. As I mentioned earlier on to say, look, here you are dealing with a case of employees engaged in essential services. And if they do approach it from a constitutional perspective to say, is it fair from a fairness perspective for them to not to have an outlet at all? There is no guarantee that the judgment from the Labour Court is going to stand the test. So it doesn't help for government to hide behind the judgment. And I don't think if government is negotiating in good faith, they will still keep on pursuing the story of wanting to discipline the doctors. Because at the end of the day, they are actually hardening attitudes. It's not in good faith to negotiate with that kind of approach. they need to find common ground and recognize that this kind of labor dispute cannot be resolved by litigation, cannot be resolved by dismissing doctors through disciplinary hearing, cannot be resolved by giving doctors warnings of one sort or the other. Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, the act itself is dwarfed by the occasion. Let the parties go and negotiate in the interest of the patients, the people who are sick. And at the same time, I don't think doctors' rights should be trampled upon and we shout the call of duty. Yes, there is a call of duty, which is very important. I'm diabetic myself. I need the doctors back at work. But it cannot be done while trampling on the rights of doctors. I think let's accept reality and have the doctors and government engaged. We don't want to see them shouting at each other public. We don't want to see government denigrating doctors in public. It doesn't help. It hardens the attitude. Mm-hmm. Let them go and negotiate and find common ground. Yes, there is shortage of the U.S. dollar. Yes, we're reckless to bring in the RRTGS and the bond note. Let's find a way of making sure that the doctors get a decent living in this environment that we are in. If it's increasing salaries, let it be. If it's other methods, let those methods be methods that are acceptable to the doctors, and we see the doctors going back very quickly. And we also need people who will be able to negotiate, not people who will be able who will go and insult the doctors.
Mm-hmm. Tinotenda zvikuru siyabonga regai timboende kuna Dr. Zhou. Dr. Zhou, saka zvinhu zvinenge zvakamira sei panovhurwa zvikoro apa? Pane nhaurirano here dzamuri kuita nehurumende? Zvakamira sei sevarairidzi?
Hapana nhaurirano dzakati jeke-jeke.
Mm-hmm.
Isu tida kuzama kuti tinge tichitaura natiende mberi, hurumende inenge ida kusponsa vamwe vanotoita maspoilers.
Mm-hmm.
Kuti confusion irambe iriko. Saka tinongonzwa kuti kune meeting nemande hasati aziva kuti vanenge vakadamwa ndavapi. Saka meeting yachona kana yakadana apex council isu vamwe haazi apex council takaguta nazvo izvi.
Mm-hmm.
Hatiende kumeeting iko. Saka isu tinongofunga kuti kana iri hurumende ine chido nenyika inofanira kusamirira kuti zvikoro zvivhurwe kuti tizoita bata mupfupi, bata murefu kana barara mhanya. Tatifana takaadresa zvinhu gore rakapera chairo. Saka up to now hatisati taziva kuti zviripo ndezvipi. Tinongonzwa kuti kuchaita meeting nemande. Ende chimwe chikuru chiriko ndechekuti kana vanhu vachienda kumanegotiation kunotaurirana, zvinenge zvakanaka kuti titumire vanhu vatingati maprofessionals. Kana vari vekueducation, wotumirawo vanhu vanoziva kuti zvatinenge tichitaura kueducation vanozvinzwisisa. Kana uchiendawo kumadokta, wotumirawo vanhu vano unyanzvi ikoko kuti zvavanenge zvichitaurirana pamatimu maviri zvinge zvichinzwisisika. But dambudziko ratinaro nderekuti unotumira munhu asingazivi zvinenge zvichitaurika ipapo anenge achizvidza. Saka ndozvinopa kuti nhaurirano dzacho dzisava nesimba uyezve kutrustana kushaye kwakunoenda, nokuti vanhu vanenge vachingoratidza kuti havadi kutaura nevanhu vari concerned. Vanenge vachingotaura kuti hatina tichanobvunza. Saka izvozvo ndozvinonetsa kuti hurumende inogara ichingotumira vanhu vasingameki madecisions, vanongoti we go and further consult, vanopedzera nguva vashandi pane kuti unotumira vanhu vanomeka madecisions so that zvinhu zvinotaurika kana paita engagement zvinhu zvinopa kuti nyika iendere mberi. Saka pari zvinhu hatichatoziva. Vanodangotawo ambush vozotiudza kuda vachatiudza paweekend kuti meeting yacho inenge yakamira sei nemanda. Asi kana pasina kuwedzera varayiridzi mari, ndinoona varayiridzi vachishaya mari yokuenda kumabasa, nokuti transport yakwira. Munhu paaida $2 pauta $16 mari yacho haina kuwedzera. Mafees iko zvino zvikoro zvakatopiwa permission neminister of education kuti zvikwidze mafees. Mari yavarayiridzi haina kukwira. Maaccommodation, medication, chikafu zvese zvakakwira. Saka hazvibatsiri kuti murayiridzi anoita mari chokuti aende kubasa. Zviri nani atokoenda kubasa mazuva anongokwana mamwe mazuva oendawo kumari chokuti mhuri yake irarame.
But the mm-hmm. government, Dr. Zhou, is saying that it is willing to review the salaries in April. What is wrong with that?
Iko zvino vanhu vanenge vachienda kubasa nei?
Mm-hmm.
Transport, mari yetransport $96 inopiwa mushandi. Ndakuudza kuti munhu umwe unoda $16 and transport inenge ichifanira kukavha vanhu 4. Munhu iye mushandi tichana vana vatatu, tika
Samad plus 16 by 4. Do you know how 60? Maria, she unenga chini wana pia kumboenda kubasa apa. No panedam. Unless kana urumende na utuma tita ano maji unope iku skoro. Kune choko chet. Rangu wasande urumende unenda kubasa kwa kune madiri. But kama tita dekwe choko, hakuna chuma choko bika. Saka isitumbo terapi urumende must capacitate matita aende kuchikoro. Maria ipo wano zote wano kupa picha waga waga $96 ya transport picha ano da wana ali wana zote enda kuwana $16 saka ime yacho we wane pindo panenya ipa
chunotenda vajo Gibbs
yes lombo ngeni stole ikungweni baba stole kunjani
hee ya pila wabanjani
ya pila kuhuli ulwana janu tabalolu stole
Alo lutavano lubusunga kulu ukuthi inkinga sikhuluma ngabantu abazidile ukuthi bona bawe inokhetho yiyo nje into ebusunga kakhulu njalo singabantu bezimbabwe sikhaliswa into esazenzela yona mina into engisho ukuthi amanesi namadoktha bangayi emsebenzini baqhubeke nje behlalele antilizane ukuphetha iziyidinge leyo mali amayusa lokho ukuthi amayusa abanawo kayisebenzi aba badingela ngithi yibo abashoyo batona bazokhona ukulokhuza ukurana umnotho wezimbabwe bazowulungisa abawulungise bawulungisele abantwana bezimbabwe njengendlela abawina ngayo okay kazithi abantu labo babathasa bathi bazolungisa abalungise olezi abangayo emsebenzini baqhubeke nje until izilungise izane uk f bayingalungisanga bangayi nama teachers nawo angayi ezikolweni until izane izilungise izinto mayingalungisanga kuhlale kunjalo abantwana bangafundi bazoze babone bafunde nawo abantu bezimbabwe ukuthi makuthiwa asiyeni kukhetha kukhulunywa ngani singayenzi izinto ingathi singabantwana abancane abantu bengabantu abantu abadala izane uk f kudala ibusa for 37 years sihlupheka sinjani but nanso sikhuluma ngento esesikhala manje uyitshele lapho uzofika khona u-2023 sihamba nabantu abahlupha kangaka besithi bona baluwini okhetho pho u-23 siyafika sinjani sesikhala ngomnyaka oyi-1 kuqala pho sisiyafika lunyaka yonke lolo ezayo yonke leyi-4 zobe sikuphi sobe sifikile emuhle kuzobe kungafundini nesi kuzobe kungenzini so into engiyixekisayo nayo ukuthi izanu kefu kayisebenzi injalo ithwale nzima iyo yodwa ne-m d c le kathi ngathi nayo sifuna ukuthi ikhulumisane nezanu ayibayeke bazisebenzeli bazihlulekele bona bodwa kungabi nomuntu ezobancedisa labana abantu ngoba sathi m d c izosebenza isebenzi izinto ibhizi laphana isebenzi isebenzi ekugcineni futhi ngo-2023 abantu babonga izanu kefu yothi umnankapha
sebenzeungazange
walungisa lutho so into ekhona umnankapha kale njalo ahlubeka kuzofika
ekugcineni siyabonga Stoli
abone nabo ukuthi izalo phepha ihlubekile ngiyabonga baba
yes sibonga kakhulu so Mr. Stoli is very angry here he's saying that he's supporting the teachers the doctors and nurses and he says they should not go to work and the further said that Zanu PF is claiming that it actually won the July elections so they must rule and make sure that the economy is okay so he says MDC has nothing to do with all this kind of thing. So I'm told we've got another caller there. Silobane Kumani Baba Msipa. Kunjani?
Ya nguthini Sipho elikhuluma naye eBulawayo.
Kunjani Baba Msipa?
Hayi ngiyaphila. Mina lapha ebengubona ukuthi amadokotela angabuyeli emsebenzini lamatitsha lawa astrikileyo. Nxa izikolo zivulwa bangabuyeli emsebenzini lokho kuzenza ukuthi i-government ifake idola ngoba amadokotela wona lawa astrikileyo sesithembe kuwona thina siwomasivisizenti singabantu nje izakhamuzi so sithembe kuwona odokotela ukuthi ngabe strikile benjalo sebezalungisela lathi sengitho lawa amapholisa wona lawa ababophayo bathembe bona odokotela bona labo abastrikileyo ngoba baningi futhi labantu abakugovernment yezano yona leyi and ngabalifuni ibhondi lona leli so kunzima ukuthi khona bona bastrike ngoba into eyenzakalayo bakugovernment ebusayo bayesaba ukusolo so wonke umuntu kasupporte amadokotela asupporte amatitha wona lawa strikayo koni government yezano PS izalungisa ilizwe sesikhile thina ngobuyanga belizwe siyalamba okukhulu kabalakudla kabalani asilimanga ngendaba zenhlanyelo ngendaba yezano PS
so into a corner, you would take on a strike in a bonke. Sibanike i-support i-government ezwa no-PSC ingasebenzisi izama ukuthi sibulale ngendlala bona besuthu. Ngiyabonga.
Hayi sibongile kakhulu MC Baba Bonga thina lokusasa uphenduke futhi phela.
Hayi mbongile inamba zami izona lezo ngicela nihlale ningithinta sonke isikhathi.
Hayi sibongile kakhulu baba.
Hayi ngiyabonga.
So that is Mr. Msipa is saying the same thing what was said by Mbongeni Sithole. Says the doctors, the nurses and others who want to go on strike should be supported by Zimbabweans. Mm-hmm. They've got a genuine case, according to him. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But going back to Mr. Sbanda, are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm still on the line.
Yeah, but is it also not a bit problematic for the doctors not to respect the ruling by the labor court? They simply said, we are not going back to work. Of course, they tried to appeal, and the labor court said that that appeal was not urgent. But when they want to go back to the same court, is it not a problem that the court can simply say, well, we gave a ruling and you simply did not abide by that ruling?
Remember, the court has merely said the matter is not urgent. It has not refused to hear the matter.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, I don't have the full details, but my thinking is that there is no guarantee if the doctors approach the matter from arguing that they are doing essential services,
mm-hmm.
and they attack the Labor Act itself when they go to the Superior Court and say, is the Labor Court just in denying them an outlet to air their views
mm-hmm.
completely when the Constitution of Zimbabwe talks about fairness? You might find the Constitutional Court might actually look differently at that provision, which actually denies them a window of actually expressing their views. As already mentioned by another speaker,
mm-hmm.
there is no mechanism for doctors to negotiate being in essential services.
Mm-hmm.
So there is no guarantee that the judgment by the Labor Court will adequately stand the scrutiny of the law when it goes before the Constitutional Court. That is, if it goes that far,
mm-hmm.
where the lawyers can actually argue that, yes, the doctors went on collective job action,
mm-hmm.
but they are on an essential services. The Labor Act merely says these people should not go on collective job action. Is it fair when it doesn't give them an alternative outlet on how to air their grievances? It will now be up to government to demonstrate that there was a window for airing those grievances and the window was adequate. And I'm not very sure how the courts will actually take that side of it.
Mm-hmm.
Above all, the labor matters are not always resolved by going to court.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to court and get those orders, but the problem will still remain as in the present case.
Mm-hmm.
If the government has an order which says go back to work, the doctor is saying we are not going back to work,
mm-hmm.
and the doctors are very much aware that if they go back to work, they will be disciplined.
Mm-hmm.
There is a risk of some of them losing their jobs if they are actually identified as ringleaders. So they will also look at their power building blocks. They have already adequately used their power building blocks, which is making sure that there is no doctor available to take over their job. Government has tried to bring alternative doctors, but those doctors have simply said, we stand by these other guys, which means now there is a stalemate despite the court order. So I'm saying, yes, people should respect the rule of law. But let's also realize that in labor matters, there are certain things that are not resolved by going to court.
Thank you.
Going to court by government, in my honest opinion, was not the best option. Because now they are sitting on an order that is complicating the negotiations all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like you heard that letter which says, yes, go back to court, the disciplinary processes will start on this day. The moment you mention disciplinary processes will start on this day,
mm-hmm.
you harden the attitudes of the doctors in the negotiation process.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm saying, yes, the rule of law has to be observed, but let's also accept that there are certain cases that don't go away by litigation. Litigation only complicates the matter.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much,
mm-hmm.
Mr. Sbanda. Gibbs, I think we have a caller.
Yes, before that, we've got somebody whose name is Mind Layer, who says, yes, problems are there, but who is suffering the most? Is the service user Yebo odokotela balezikhalazo ezikhathekileyo kodwa sicabangeleni abagulayo phela please bantu. Bese kubuya ke usono Siphi Ncube uthi if the politicians start using the health care system in the country then they will know and understand what the doctors are talking about. At the moment the president and his family and friends always go outside the country to seek medical help. Then Goodman says just how important are bottled beverages to the economy of the country compared to the health and education of its nationals. Then it's that bond not out. Mm-hmm. And then thank you, Mr. Joe. So the doctor is slow, Baba. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. Oh, Mama. Good job, Mom.
What's
your name, Mom? What's Mom?
I'm Matapelo.
What's your name, Mom?
Utabalolo mina ngibona ngathi amadokotela a right nxa esestrikini kufanele ukuthi bonke lamanesi lamateacher bonke bastrike they should stand their ground. Enough is enough. Ngoba manje nxa bezatshelwa ukuthi imali bazayithola ngo-April then it means ukuthi kabangahambi esikolo kabangahambi emsebenzini until u-April. Lapho abazophiwa khona imali ngo-April it is when ke abazohamba khona emsebenzini. Indlela ababaphatha ngayo le ayikho right. Mina I got my father ubengu headmaster for 20 years uretire last year. La manje akula senti alizuzile. And mina manje ngisala eSouth Africa mathi bathumela imali lapho imali nxa uyithumela uyithumela ingama US dollars. Xa efika ekhaya ubathumela $200, nxa ifika ekhaya babanika i-200 bond. So into yangikhona vele kayizwisiseki i-government ile-sort useyehlulekile umnangagwa akayekele abafana abancane labo bake ba-take over. So mina ngithi nxa kukhona amatisha alaleleyo lana lamadokotela lamanesi ngithi guys it's time up now let us shut down Zimbabwe stand your ground. Abasoze balize vele nxa lingayenzanga njalo. Stay away from hospitals, stay away from schools and stand your ground until baze balize ukuthi lifunani.
Siyabonga kakhulu. Sibonga kakhulu ke Matapelo Malinga. Ungathi nokusasa mama.
Okay
baba. So she's supporting the strike all throughout, you know. Mm-hmm. I think we've got another caller, eh?
Regati pete chirongwa chedu tichidzoka kuna vajou matimi kana pasina kutaurwa nyaya dzemari musina kugadzirisa dambudziko iri haivhiiwi asi semasangano evarairidzi makabatana here.
Hatina kubatana nokuti vamwe vane mainterest akasiyana vamwe vanenge vachinzi voenda munoona kuti mastrike abreaker but chichatibatanidza inzara ina varairidzi vanotungamira varairidzi vakarumiswa bhanzi vavanotungamira vachavaudza kuti vane nzara. Saka the concept of trade unionism ndeyokuti munoadvansa mainterest amamembers nokudisenda any gains made. Saka izvozvo ndo zvatibatanidza kuti although tingawane political persuasions dzakasiyana namainterests dzakasiyana but the suffering yamateacher is a common denominator inotibatanidza kuinda kuna employer kuti we are incapacitated hatichakwanisi kuti tiende kubasa zvinhu zvaoma hameno kuti hatingasubstitute kuti totsvaga mari kuti tiende kubasa basa ndofanira kuti ridotipawo mari nokuti vanoti slaves. Saka izvozvo zvichatibatanidza mainterest madifferences ari maina will be achakavhiwa necommon aspect yepoverty nokudawo kuti tibate zvakanaka kwete kubata izeinother business kana nekona zvelacto varairidzi vayaura nenzara vari kunhonga zvose nomuromo havakwanisi kuti vaendese vana vavo kuchikoro. Nyika iyeye ndoyakwidza kuti mafees ndoyakwidza mauniform ndoyapa kuti zvinhu zvikwire munyika. Saka tinodawo kuti tisa munhuwo ngaadyewo pamwe aoneka vachitritwa zvakanaka nokuti ndiye anopa kuti nyika iende mberi vanhu tive namadokta akakosha
matoakakosha
vatungamiriri venyika vari nani.
Tinotenda zvikuru Dr. Joe kuti nguva yedu ndoisina kubira zvakanaka.
Imother of all other professions.
tinotenda zvikuru kuti zvokwa idu doisina kumira zvakanaka. We want to thank our guests this evening, PTUZ President Dr. Takawafira Joe, Mr. Davis Ndumiso Sibanda, a labor expert, our viewers, our callers, and our listeners, and thanks to our team behind the scenes, our engineers and producer. Signing off and saying have a blessed weekend. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying have a lovely weekend. Bye-bye.